Yes. And just briefly, so you know how I got into this trip, probably 5 or 6 years ago in Tucson, I sat up with Alice and Darlene Petty, and we were singing late into the night, as I would usually do, because we got into this habit because Darlene is so busy on those weekends ministering to people and talking to everybody that she would never hear any of the music. So Sunday night after everybody had get done singing and my voice was toast, then I would sit up all night and I'd play songs for her, everything she didn't hear. And if it was something new, she'd say, okay, I like that, play it again. And I'd play, okay, play it one more time. And so we would do that for years. We would sit up, and we'd usually leave Monday morning about, I don't know, we'd have to get up at like 4 in the morning, and I would just be exhausted. So we haven't done that in a little while, but we talked that one time, we talked about Africa. And I said, I don't know why, but I had this tug about going to Africa. And she said, well, I do too. And so we thought, oh, well, maybe we'll go together. You know, we'll see how that goes. So this spring, they talked about Africa. The folks that had came back, they talked about Uganda, I think, or Kenya. And I thought, oh, I think I would really love to go. But it was presented kind of like a women's thing. And I thought, well, I don't want to be the guy that pushes in on a women's thing. So I didn't say anything about it. And then in June, Patty Wilkinson, she called Alice and said, you know, God just put it on my heart that he really wants you and Jean to go. And so Alice, right now we're taking care of Alice's mom, and she said, you know, as long as I'm taking care of mom, I can't go. But she said, Jean would love to go, which we were agreed upon that anyhow. So God opened the door, and I do believe that I had said yes. So when God opened the door, I really, I didn't have any of the financial, I didn't have anything planned, because it was only about a month and a half, 2 months before they were leaving. But I just said yes, and I knew that God had put this on my heart, and I knew that he would supply everything I needed to go. And so he did. Financially and spiritually, because I was it was going to be an uncomfortable place for me to be. You know, when you do something that you go, oh, I really want to do this, but I really don't want to do this. So I knew I would be in an uncomfortable place, and God prepared me for it. And even on the trip, and I won't go into everything on the trip, but he prepared me right at the beginning of the trip for that, and for things I believe to come. So part of saying yes is seeing yourself as God sees you. You know, and I always think, and I didn't bring my Bible up here because it takes me longer to find stuff than it's worth putting people through. So, but I always think of Gideon, you know, and here he is hiding, threshing his wheat or his grain because he was in fear of some other group that ended with ites, and there's always some ite that was after him. But so here he's hiding, and the angel appears to him and says, you know, hail, O mighty man of valor. And Gideon's like, you know, that's God's sense of humor, and Gideon's like, who are you talking to? But that's how God sees us. And in order to really to do all the things that God would love to have you do, we have to start seeing ourselves as God sees us. So that's what this song is about. And if you want to clap, if you want to sing, if you want to dance, it's all cool.
I'm waking, roll up the shade and it's raining. No sun, just clouds rolling in. I know my Lord hears me. I know what what he thinks of me. He says I'm beautiful. Yes, I am beautiful. The world says that we're unworthy, but I don't care. When I look into the mirror, I see what God has made me, and I find I behold the glory of the Lord. I am His son, His precious one. I'm lifted up on waves of grace, seated with Christ in a lovely place. I am God's masterpiece. I'm seated in the heavenly, so behold the glory of the Lord. Da 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 da. The world is dark, I'm shining. The world is sad, but I am joyful. I am a child of the light. I'm righteous, justified. I'm redeemed and sanctified. I'm truly furnished. I'm truly furnished. The world says that I'm unworthy, but I don't care. When I look into the mirror, I see what God has made me, and I find I behold the glory of the Lord. I am His son, His precious one. I'm lifted up on waves of grace, seated with Christ in a lovely place. I am God's masterpiece. I'm seated in the heavenly, so behold the glory of the Lord. Ba da 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 da. The world says that we're unworthy, but what do they know? 'Cause one day when Christ returns, we'll join Him up on high, and then we'll behold the glory of the Lord. We are His son, His chosen ones. We're lifted up on waves of grace, seated with Christ in a lovely place. We are God's masterpiece. We're seated in the heavenly, so behold the glory of the Lord. Behold the glory of the Lord. Behold the glory of the Lord. Ba da 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 da.
Oh, well, thank you. So, let me just think here. The other thing that I can share about Uganda. Let's see. Maybe it's without that. Is the joy and rejoicing that they had, which is such a difference between the need that they have, because they have absolutely nothing. You know, most of them have one or two changes of clothes, children. You know, they just don't have stuff. And I know that everything they shared with us was more than what they had. You know, they fed us. They cared for us. But they did everything with great joy. And the first village we went to, it was just crazy with joy. You know, we had fellowships during the day, and we all had an opportunity to share. And Frederick and Pastor Amos, they would translate for us. Though I think a lot of people there kind of understood some English, but they would translate, so it was clear. So we all had a chance to speak to them about things, and that was a lot of fun. And we gave away Bibles in their language, which are pretty hard to get a hold of for them. And boy, they, you know, when they received a Bible, it was a big deal. A lot of them were just overwhelmed by it and just praise God for that. Others immediately were sitting down and going and starting to read. And, there again, and I found myself, I can be honest about things. I tend to sometimes, I get a little cynical. I start thinking, well, because Pastor Frederick, a lot of the people are in such need that they will sell Bibles. And he would give them their Bible, and he'd go, "This is your Bible, don't sell it." To everybody, "This is your Bible, don't sell it." And I, in my mind, I'm thinking, well, I wonder how many of these people are going to sell it. And we encourage them, to read it together as families, because they're very family-oriented and village-oriented. I mean, they are really trusting God to do amazing things. They're not just thinking about, what is God going to do for me? They think, what is God going to do for my village, for us? And what is God going to do for Uganda and the world? They do have a great vision of word over the world. But, my brain is starting to already think. And and I thought, people in the United States, I got 10 or 12 Bibles in my house, and sometimes I'll go extended periods of time where I don't pick it up. I might read around it. I'm reading commentaries and this and books and that. God is so quick to correct my thinking. He's like, why are you even thinking this? And I think about a lot of things. But I think that's just because sometimes I think we get just a little cynical about stuff. We start looking at people and going, are they really healed? Are they really speaking in tongues? That's just the adversary getting in there and monkeying things up. But immediately, Frederick, who posts, I don't know, even know where he finds time to post stuff, because he's so busy ministering to people, he had posted the thing about, when you plant, when a farmer plants, he doesn't go back tomorrow and dig it up to see if it's growing. And that, we are all, in the end, we are all planters and waterers. Even Paul said that about his ministry and Apollos, that's all I am. I plant and I water. And it's not my job. It's my job to be obedient, say yes to God, and plant and water. If I get to see fruit, yay. That, I really think that's the grace of God that allows us to see fruit. Because you don't always. You might minister to somebody and never see them again. I mean, I've had that before. And then again, sometimes by the grace of God, you'll minister to somebody and run into them a year later, and they'll tell you about their deliverance, and you're like, well, I don't have to know that. God, I think, does that to encourage us. And it was just a brief thing that Frederick posted, and I was very convicted in my heart not to be thinking that I've got to see it all. I've got to see all the, the instantaneous healing, the miraculous, and I don't. I might be preparing somebody. I had a guy where I worked. I offered to minister to him. He had cancer, and he did not want me to minister to him. And I made it available, and I said, he said, well, I just have never, been into that. And I said, God is into that. But there's plenty of people I've ministered to at work. But he did not want to be ministered to. And I thought, it's okay. You know, because I think a lot of times we don't minister. I don't minister because I'm afraid of the rejection. And the truth is 99% of people will say, yeah, pray for me. But you're worried about that 1% that will say, no, what are you, crazy? But you know what? He refused, and I was okay. And it was all right. So you keep moving to the next thing. And I may have just planted a seed in his mind that the next person who offered, he would go, yeah. And maybe you'll receive his healing there, but maybe it'll be the next person. You know, we just keep planting and watering. So, all right, I'm going to sing another song. This was a fun song I did in Uganda. It's pretty new, but the little kids got it. They could understand it really quick, and they like it when I sing things that nonsense words, because those they pick up really fast. So even the adults do. So it's the I don't really have a title for it, but it's the I will song. So it starts out, the first part, it goes, ooh, say ooh, say ooh, ooh. It's pretty easy, so. Ooh, say ooh, say ooh, 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 say ooh, ooh, ooh. Now we're going to sing that until everybody's singing it. Ooh, say ooh, say ooh, ooh, say ooh, say ooh. I will dance and I will sing, I will worship God. Oh, I will dance and I will sing, I will worship God. Oh, 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 I will worship God. Ooh, say ooh, say ooh. Ooh, say ooh, say ooh. God is good, God is giving, he will meet my need. Oh, God is good, God is giving, he will meet my need. And I will live for God. Oh, I will live for God. Oh, I will live for God. Oh, I will live for God. I will hear, I will listen, I will speak with God. Oh, I will hear and I will listen, I will speak with God. Oh, 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 I will speak with God. Who say who? Say who? Who say who? Say who? God. Oh, I will dance and I will sing and I will worship God. Oh, 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 I will worship God. Who say who? Say who? Good job. So that was kind of a fun song because they'd sing it on the bus, the little ones. And they didn't know the verses, but they would just, and they didn't know I was saying, I will. They would just go, I'll. So maybe they thought everything I sang was nonsense, but they were so cute. And it was so many kids. I never had a chance to miss my own grandchildren because there was always little kids, you know, and they'd climb right up in your lap, and most of the time they'd fall asleep on the bus ride. I remember it seemed like every morning when we're taking the bus drive to wherever village we were going to, a little kid ended up in my lap sleeping. And I posted a picture to Alice of one sleeping. The next day, I posted another picture, and I entitled it, it said, New Day, New Child, Same Result. Yeah, it was funny. Oh. Take a look at the stars up in the sky. They tell a redemption story. Take a look at the flowers of the field, laid in all their glory. Take a look at the mountains and the seas, wonders of creation. Take a look at the sun, shines on every man and every nation. And I no longer can keep it in. No, I no longer can keep it in. And I will dance a dance of David, sing a song of praise. I might lift my hands to heaven, I might shout your holy name, but I will praise you, God. I will praise you, God. I will praise you. I will praise you, God. When I think of how you found me, Lord, adrift and far from home, how you filled me with your fullness, how you claim me for your own, how you sent your only begotten Son to save someone like me, how he bore my sin and sickness, and he nailed it on a tree. And I no longer can keep it in. No, I no longer can keep it in. And I will dance a dance of David, sing a song of praise. I might lift my hands to heaven, I might shout your holy name, but I will praise you, God. I will praise you, God. I will praise you. I will praise you, God. Throne of grace with nothing in my hand, just a humble, thankful heart. I want to do your will, oh God, looking only unto you. You're the giver of good things. To you I pledge my life. To you I will sing. I will sing. I will dance a dance of David, sing a song of praise. I might lift my hands to heaven, I might fall down on my knees, but I will praise you, God. Oh, I will praise you, God. I might dance and I might sing, I might lift my hands, I might shout, but I will praise you, God. Oh, I will praise you, God. I will praise you. I will praise you, God. I will praise you, God. When I wake up in the morning, I will praise you, God.
Oh, I will praise God. When I'm walking, talking, when I'm moving and grooving, I will praise you, God. I will praise you, God.
Well, thank you. And so the one night we had, after we've been sharing all day, they had what they called a crusade, which I never knew what a crusade was. But what they do is they build a rickety platform about 12 feet off the ground out of logs and sticks. And then, and they, you know, a bunch of them get up there and they're leading it. And they're dancing and singing. And the entire, they've got the their speakers. The speakers are like four times that big, old. And they run it on a generator. And they turn them up to 11. Anybody who's seen Spinal Tap, you know, turning it up to 11. Nobody's seen Spinal Tap? Oh, everybody go home and watch Spinal Tap. Okay. It's the funniest movie. But anyhow, they crank them up super loud. So they dance and they sing and they dance. And everybody in the village is out there dancing and singing and dancing and singing. And then they share the word, and then they invite people to receive Christ, and you know, a bunch of people will come down front, and they receive Christ, and they're born again, and immediately they lead them into speaking in tongues, like immediately. So, and at this point, the only instruction, my understanding, so I don't know, is they speaking in tongues. So they do it all together, which is just a beautiful thing to behold and listen to. So you've got hundreds of people, and they're all speaking in tongues and celebrating God. And Robert's going back this month, and he's going to share to the ministers about interpretation of tongues and prophecy and the other manifestations of the Holy Spirit. So, but you know what? It was beautiful. It was I almost think we need to do more of that, just because it is such a great sign, and it's such a great sign of joy and rejoicing. You know, you're speaking the wonderful works of God, and these people are so excited, and they all have a hunger they already have a hunger to understand this. So it's not like you have to go in and convince anybody. It's like you and I were talking yesterday. You just say, you can do it, do it. And sometimes that's all people need. Is they just need somebody to say, you can do it, do it. And so they all speak in tongues, and then we make ministering available, so everybody's getting ministered to, and when we minister, generally speaking, we minister to somebody, they get healed, and then we have them minister to the next and minister, and you know, I'd see Tracy Adams with 40 or 50 kids all laying hands on one child, and they're all ministering. It's just a beautiful hunger to just enjoy it. So, and then they have this one thing. They all run, and they are all tearing branches off this tree. So, but I mean the whole, you know, it's a wonder there's a tree standing by the time they're done. But they all come back, and they got branches, and they're giving each other pieces of their branches. And then they just continue to sing and dance, and they've got the branches going. It is, I'm sure somebody maybe did a video, taped it. And we, at one point, we just have to get on the bus and go because it's dark and it's time to go eat something. And we get on the bus, and you're leaving, and it wasn't a show, because they kept on dancing and singing. You know, we're driving off, and they're just partying. And to see that joy and rejoicing is a beautiful thing. It really is, especially when you see what they don't have. And they don't talk about, oh, when they invited me to go up on, yeah. So they had me, Brother Gino's got to come up and sing some songs. And you know, and this stage is just like not OSHA approved. And the way to get on it is you have to go up this rickety ladder thing that they've made with, I don't know, sticks and vines. Everything's sticks and vines. So I, you know, but I got up there and they shove a mic into my ear and they put a mic here and, you know, so I'm like, whatever it sounds like is great. And, in fact, I got home to my grandson, Job. He came up, first thing he did, he came up to me and he goes, I watched some of the videos of you singing on in Uganda. And I said, oh, that's nice. He says, you didn't sound very good. Thank you, Job. I needed to hear that. Very funny. So let's see. What's the next song here? Do you have a thought, Alice? Is this when I want you to come up and share? Okay, we haven't been given a time limit here, so I can't do that. Well, I forgot to practice that one. Oh, we could do that one. That was another one that was a favorite, Like a Tree, and that was so much fun because in the song I sing D in the song, and when I would sing it, everybody in the crowd, they just go, ah, you know, and the women are all doing this and laughing. And I just thought it was so funny. And I asked somebody, I said, why is that the response I get when I do that? Of course, I shared this the other night too. And they said, well, it's something little kids do. And I thought, well, that's great. Because I always like to be the biggest little kid wherever I'm at. So I thought, every time I'd sing that, they'd just, oh, shout and cheer, and it was just so funny. But Like a Tree, I love this song because, why do I love this song? Well, because God promises, you know, about being planted by the river. But I think it's sometimes, I was sharing this with probably you guys the other day, that, you know, we all go through trials and tribulations. But God promises that when we are rooted and grounded near the water, that we will stay green through those times. And as time passes, I don't remember the problem. I always remember the deliverance, which that's got to be a God thing. That, you know, I can completely forget why I was in the soup, but I can always remember the deliverance that God brought. And I just think that's such a cool thing. Okay. Well, I was living in a dry and thirsty land. All my wells had gone empty. There was nothing there but sand. And I hungered and I thirsted. But I could not be filled till I cried unto the Lord. I cried unto the Lord and poured grace on me. And now I'm like a tree that's planted by the river, and I will not fear the weather. I am resting safely in my Father's loving arms, with a faith to move a mountain. I'm drinking from the fountain of living water, and I'm like a tree. Planted like a tree, dee 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 dee. Planted like a tree, dee dee dee. No more living in fear. I'm planted in the light of God's word, His love, His power and might. And I'm lifting up my branches, reaching for the sky. And I love to tell the story. I'm here to testify of when God poured His grace on me. And I am like a tree that's planted by the river, and I will not fear the weather. I am resting safely in my Father's loving arms, with the faith to move a mountain.
I'm drinking from the fountain of living waters, and I'm like a tree, dee 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 dee. I'm planted like a tree, dee 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 dee. Planted like a tree, dee dee dee. And I shall not be, I shall not be moved. No, I shall not be, I shall not be moved. No, I shall not be, I shall not be moved. No, I shall not be, I shall not be moved. I'm like a tree, and I shall not be moved. I'm like a tree, and I shall not be moved. I'm like a tree, and I shall not be moved. I'm like a tree. And I shall not be moved. I'm like a tree that's planted by the river, and I will not fear the weather. I am resting safely in my Father's loving arms, with the faith to move a mountain. I'm drinking from the fountain of living waters, and I'm like a tree, dee 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 dee. I am planted like a tree, dee 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 dee. Planted like a tree, dee dee dee. And I shall not be moved. No, 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 no.
So, okay. Yeah, come on. So Alice is going to share, which
is funny because everything I shared with him this morning, he shared with you.
Yep.
So that's classic Gino.
Yep.
I knew if I told him what I was on my heart, that it would come out in his heart.
Yeah. See, anyway, I never tell
do
him.
I have to have this?
Do I have to have this?
Yes. Okay. I knew what I would share with him would come out of his, you know, it's just our hearts are linked, right? So I'll tell you about Gino and I. I met Gino last Tuesday was our first date. Last Tuesday, 40 years ago. Yes,
really?
Last Tuesday was our first date. Gino had a Slim Jim, and I had a Beachcomber Special. And we went to Big Boy, and he ate really fast.
She ate like a lumberjack. I would take her places, and she'd eat. I'd order at McDonald's like a sandwich and something. She'd order 2 quarter pounders, and she weighed like 88 pounds. 2 quarter pounders, you know, 2 fries, an apple pie, a shake. She ate like
I was
crazy.
Amazing, wasn't
yeah.
I?
But she didn't drink much, so she was a good date. So go ahead. I'm not saying she was easy, but she didn't drink much.
Well, we did have a lot of fun, and so that was 40 years ago, if you think about that. And 45 years ago, we met at 4-H camp. Mm-hmm. So we were 13 years old when we met. And the first thing that Gino did for me is sing.
Aww. And she did like my brothers more than me, too.
They were a little cuter.
That's hard to believe.
Stephen was pretty cute. But it's a long time, isn't it?
Yeah.
And what I see when I look at that is the faithfulness of God. And he knew what I knew. He showed me when I was 13 years old his heart. Now, granted, he was singing America songs, not mm-hmm. anything from God, but his heart was so pure. And look at what God's done with that. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know about you guys, but I always feel like the song was written for me. And it probably was. You can think what you want. But a lot of these songs are right to your heart, right? And God knows that, and he knew his heart, and I just, you know, I'm very honored to be here with you guys because I just think of you as the elders of the church. This is a very, very distinctive group of people here, and therefore critical that you walk and know how much God loves you and how much he wants you to connect the dot to what Gene was sharing this morning. Because when you plant a seed, you can't dig it up. And one of the things that Gino's and I really try to do wherever we go is plant seeds in your hearts. Not, I just, you know, religion's wonderful, right? But it's religion. It's just the world. And it's not what we want. What we want is that closeness with God and that tenderness with God. And Gino and I, 40 years, that's a long, long time to be dating somebody, to be with somebody, to share your heart, heart to heart. We never separated after that night. I mean, he grabbed my jeans and gave me a quick kiss and said, have a nice evening, and left. But I knew that that was it. Mm. And it took me 5 years to figure out the best brother, but I picked right.
So, the best brother. You know,
and he really is extraordinary. And he's extraordinary for me to be able to live with and wake up in the morning and he's out in the living room strumming his guitar, singing, you know, say yes, say yes, say yes. And I'm like, what the heck is he singing now? I will, I will, I will, I will. So, you know, it's an amazing life that we're living and we're very mm-hmm. blessed. Mm-hmm. But we wanted to talk about planting seeds because Gene and I have not had an easy life in any sense or form. We've had just as many challenges and difficulties and mistakes and things that we've done that live with us that we will go to eternity and go walk up to God and go, sorry about that. But
sorry about that.
Really poor choice that we made. You know, we have those things. So do you. But we also have those times that we planted a seed when we were young or we planted a seed a year ago. Someone spoke a word to us that made us kind of turn. And when I was sharing last night, I was sharing about this whole idea of being on the offense, not on the defense. And I think your elders, you've lived a long time, and you know what the defensive mode is. And you know what the offensive mode is. I think you do. Right? Not offensive, but the offense. You said I have
being
to
be on offense.
I have to be on offense. He said, think football. Yeah. Think football, Allison. So, you know, the thing that God put on my heart to just share with you is that when you get discouraged, when your heart feels sad because 3,000 reasons that you can come up with, right, that's not where God wants you to be. He wants you to be on the offensive and know that on the offense yeah. and that he is moving. And he really wants you guys to know that because that's not something. He put that on my heart on the plane. He put it on my heart when I got here. And I know that when God puts something like that on my heart, that he really wants that group of people to know that. So when you stop being in the defensive mode, in other words, sometimes the offensive mode is, you know, I was hearing about the sailboat. Who's doing the sailboat fellowship? That's really cool because that's absolutely an offensive. Oh, I'm just stopping saying the word. It's moving, right? It's light moving into darkness. It's giving opportunity for God to bring somebody someplace that they're just like all of a sudden there in the light. And someone's just loving them and tenderly caring for them. And that's what God's called us, you guys, all of us, to do. He wants us to, you know, he showed me one morning recently that this is the offensive move. This is an offensive move. Down on my hands and knees before him. That's not defensive. That's knowing that he already did it all. And that everything I need is right down here in prayer, alone with him lifting me up and taking my heart and healing it. Because Gene and I got in a mode in about a year and a half ago where we were so discouraged. I can't tell you how discouraged we were. I can't tell you how alone we felt. Now, we know you guys love us, but the adversary was pounding us. And so we were like alone. And I know that you know what this feels like because he hasn't left you alone. I know that, you know, the adversary picks on all of us. But Gene and I had to go and figure out what is it, God, that you want us to do? And we had to say yes. Mm-hmm. And we had to stop being in a defensive mode. You know, my back hurts, my leg. You know, we couldn't, you know, one of the things that Gino's told me about his time there is the witch doctors and the people that have little things in their pockets to protect them and all these things and how they were burning them. You know, like the first century church. Yeah. And like some of us did in our teen years, we just like, yeah, all this crap, let's go take it and throw it in a fire. You know, we would get rid of it. And I went around the house and I thought, what is here? What is holding me back? What is, and I encourage you to do that. Because I'm telling you that there's things that hold you back. And if you're not willing to get them out of your life, you're not willing to let them go, they're going to keep you from receiving the full movement forward. They can be as simple as several of us were talking about Netflix. Okay? It can be as simple as, are you sitting down to Netflix and spending 5 hours watching a show about murder and mayhem? Are you? If the shoe fits, take it off. You know what I mean? That's not something you want to be doing with your life. You have to redeem the time. It is short. And most of us, not you. But most of us, and not you.
Sorry.
Most of us in this room have some redeeming to do. Because we're older. And we know what happens. We see it with our friends. We see things happen. But even at a young age, Gene and I redeemed the time at a very young age. We knew what we wanted together, and that was to love people and encourage people, and we still are doing the same thing. We haven't changed how we operate. We've been beat up a few times and come back, and I think God is faithful. Mm-hmm. And he's faithful mm-hmm. to us because we will do what he directs. We will be obedient in the end. So I wanted to share that with you. I wanted to have you right now get your Bibles out. Do ever you all have a Bible? And I'm going to tell you a story while you're looking. I want you to look at the verse. You've got a verse in your mind right now. God gave it to you this morning. He gave it to you 30 years ago. But it's a verse that is a seed. It is a seed for you. It is the verse. And you all got to do this. Get it out. Put your finger on it. Put your finger on it, put your heart on it right now. Just take a minute to do that. While you're doing, while you're finding it, I will tell you about my verse. My verse is, strangely enough, on the paper out there, be content with such things as you have, for I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you. And how I got that verse was, I was a little eighth grader and I had a pastor who was my friend. And when I was supposed to pick my confirmation verse, I went to him because he held my heart, and I said, I don't know what to pick. And he said, oh, I do. And he gave me that verse, and that verse has been a seed in my life. Be content with such things as you have, for I've said, I'll never leave thee, I'll never forsake thee. And then if you read the context of that, you'll see why that's so big for a little eighth grade. You know, God is so good, he just... He took care of me, and he gave me Gino, and he lifted me up. Well, that was a little seed, right? And what I encourage you to do today is to look at that seed right there in front of you. I don't know what your seed is. Anybody want to share their seed, their verse? All right, go ahead. How many else have that? Who else has that verse? It's a very common verse. Yeah, that's great. Probably, does anybody have Be Content? Anybody have that one? No? Is the verse? Was that your verse too? Oh, what's your verse? Okay. Did this exercise with somebody, and the guy read a whole chapter. I was like, oh, wait.
Yeah. I'm going to read the entire book of Isaiah.
Okay, go ahead. In a love sound mind.
Mm. Yay. Right.
Yes, a lot of us needed that verse when we were young.
Let's go here. Are you still looking, or do you have one? Oh. Well, God will give you one.
God will give you a seed.
That's okay. I always like the original Homecoming, the Walton show, and they're at the Christmas event, and the only way they can get a Christmas gift is by quoting Scripture, and they kept quoting Jesus wept. Jesus wept. The only one they could
That's
remember.
What they gave to the littlest daughter is Jesus wept.
Yeah.
That's a good one. My mom used to say it was Jesus swept.
Swept.
That's her swear word. She has Alzheimer's. She remembers Jesus loves me and Jesus swept. Those are the two things she remembers.
Yay.
I like that. Yes. Was that yours?
Yep. Mm. There's so many favorites.
Yeah.
This one I just love, and I think I send this to people, and I encourage them with it. It's in Jeremiah 29:11. Just where I know the thoughts that I think towards you, that the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end, then you shall call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will work with you.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Mine was Colossians 1:20, right? If Ken Betty would stand back here, I'd be going, right? But, yeah. That it's, I just remember when I learned it was Christ in you, the hope of glory. Because we were, at that young age, we were a pretty young age, we were searching, and we both knew something was missing. And when I heard that, that was like, I'd never heard that in my life. And I was like, yeah. 127, okay. Right.
Christ in you.
Yeah. Yeah. That changed my life right there. That changed my life. Yes.
2 Corinthians 9:8, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always, having all sufficiency in all things, be abound to every good work.
Yep. Amen.
Ephesians 2:10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus of the good works, God has ordained.
Go ahead.
I would be using my old Bible because I couldn't find the verse.
Yeah. That's it. Not so much. Brilliant.
Well, I think, you know, if you really want to know the heart of someone, ask them what the favorite word you want to do. If you want to minister to someone's heart, figure out what the word is going to do. And I'm sure you have one. What I want to encourage you to consider is, what are the seeds in your heart? What are the things that God is putting in your heart right now that are like those verses that He wants you to plant and let it grow? And you know the verse. You know how it changed your life and how it's, and God wants us to have gardens. We were talking the other day, what flower do you want to be? God, look at the diversity of what you want. Make it grow. And that beautiful part of you that's so unique, if it's a rose, it's a dandelion, it's a, you know, a black-eyed Susan, whatever it is, God will bring that forth out of you. And He'll give you a sailboat to have fellowship with. You know,
yeah.
He's going to show you the fact. He's going to say, this is who you are. And I want you to be this person. I don't want you to be like this. And I think that as much as Gene talks about the joy that he's seeing there, is that they don't have any chains on them. I don't know, they're receiving it from fullness of joy. And we have a lot of chains on us around here. And so I encourage you, when you put something in your heart, that you put it there all the way, and that you... afraid, but I know what deep down I was, and more as I get older and I grow more with God, I start to see that little girl. And that's what you want to see, that little boy, that little girl. Who are they? Because that's who God wants you to be. He wants you to play. You guys are the ones that gave, you know, I always think San Diego taught me how to play. It's a big deal. So I just encourage that. And, you know, Gene and I, we talked about songs. You played a lot of them, and I'll let you. Did you do this one? Would you do that one?
I might be able to do that. I was kind of thinking maybe in the presence of God.
There I don't want that one.
I know you don't like that song. But...
How about Like My Father?
Yeah.
Okay, so one of the really neat things about Gino is that I know who he was as a young kid. But he becomes more and more like his father. And actually, Gino does look like his dad, so there's kind of a thing about that. But it's kind of a really cool song that he wrote about being like God and imitating God. And all of us can be more and more like our father as we put more and more of what his heart for us deep, deep down. And don't let anything hinder you from doing what God's directed you to do. And hold on to those things that He puts in your heart and He shows you. Don't forget to write them down, but don't forget. And then you'll become more like your father.
Yeah. And when you say yes to God, I don't want to drag this on forever, but it's okay. God will, I mentioned, God's going to give you whatever you need to accomplish what His desire is. You know, it says that we get His desires. He gives us the desires of our hearts. And there is no limitation to what you can do. I sometimes hear the analogy of the members of the body, and sometimes it can just get a little misunderstood, where I hear people saying, they will verbally say, "Well, I'm just the little toe." And I'm like, who told you you were just the little toe? I mean, the little toe is important, but it's not just the little toe. It's, you know, if I stomp on your little toe, then you find out how important that little toe is. And I just think that you can't get locked into stuff, because God is going to lead you, God leads me to places that I am not comfortable. You know, when I first started ministering God's Word, doing this, which I love, and I've always loved to play, I was not comfortable. I almost gave it up because it physically made me sick, because I would get so anxious about it. And I had a beautiful believer in Tennessee, Holly Hill. She said, "It's not about you." She just very kind and loving to me. And, you know, it's not about you. It's all about God. And so from then on, I've been able to do that, you know, because I know that I don't have the best voice. My grandson told me that. I don't have the greatest voice, and I'm a mediocre guitar player at best. But I know it's all about God, and that God fills the gaps where I don't fill them. And I really trust that. And I trust that, and God puts me in places that I am not comfortable. But now more because I'm asking Him to. Because I know that when I'm someplace that I'm not comfortable, that God is teaching me stuff. He is good, because I have to lean on Him wholeheartedly. I can't do it without Him. And so I crave being in uncomfortable positions, even though I know it's going to be difficult. But I know that God is right there, and He will make it what He needs it to be. Boy, it takes all the pressure off me. All I have to do is be obedient and do it. You know, be obedient and love that person that you walk up to, even if your mind is going, how am I going to love this person? I don't love this person. And God will give you words, you know, to speak. He will tell you what to say. It's brilliant. So. People say that I have His eyes. Others say that I have His smile. I don't know, but I've been told I'm a lot like my Father. God devised salvation's plan. We believe and we're born again. Not by works, but by grace alone. That's the love of our Father. And as you walk with God, He'll speak to you. Old things pass away, all things are new. Hiding in our hearts His word so true. That's the love of our Father. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do God so loved that he gave his son. Christ so loved, now the victory's won. That every woman and man can come to the family of our Father. Say that I have God's peace. The Bible says that I can share his love. I only know the more I walk with him, the more that I am like my Father. The more I walk with him and talk with him, more than I am like my Father. Do 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 do. Thank you. Go. Yeah. Yeah.
Therefore, be imitators of God as dear children and walk in love as Christ also gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for his Jesus' name. You were singing that song. That's the verse that came to my mind.
Yeah. Oh, with Christ in us, we already have the characteristics of Christ. Everything that Christ was, we already have. Yeah. I just have to get out of the way and let it out. Let it out. Did you want to? Okay.
And then make it as an opportunity to minister to, you know, one another. If maybe someone would want to be ministered to, that would certainly be available. And then I think after prayer and application.
Somebody told me they needed a song about healing. So I just asked God. I think that's a story. When fear and doubt surround you, and the walls are closing in, and you're looking for direction, you're looking for a friend, you've been reaching out to others, and no one's reaching back, and the adversary's hitting you in the places that you lack. God hears the whisper in the storm. God hears the cry out in the night, and he's near, closer than your breath, when you need someone to tell your troubles to. God hears. And God, he loved you so much that he sent his only son, who suffered, died, and rose again, the joy I could be won. And no matter what you've done, and no matter where you've been, His grace will make you whole, and He'll wash away your sin. For God loves, in Him there is no darkness. God loves, only mercy, grace, and kindness. And He sees, and He knows your very heart. There's nothing that can tear you apart from God's love. God, He knows our frame. We stumble and we fall, but Jesus paid the price in full. He paid the price for us all. So knock and God will answer. Seek and you will find that His promises are sure, and you're precious in His sight. All your cares and all your burdens, every sickness and disease, are subject to the truth, and the truth will make you free. When God heals, He's willing and He's able. God heals. In the name of Jesus Christ, just believe. He's faithful who has promised. Cast all your care on Him. He cares for you. And God hears the whisper in the storm. God loves. In Him there is no darkness, and He heals. God.